Back now with Day to Day. No industry, it seems, has been immune to the downturn in the economy. And when financial firms and car companies are suffering, the media companies that depend on them for advertising money are, of course, hurt too, as are the agencies who create the advertising. Just this week, it's been reported that the advertising giant Ogilvy is laying off about 10% of its workforce. Joining us now is Jack Myers, an economic forecaster who specializes in media and advertising. Mr. Myers, welcome to the program.
No, it's good to be with you. Thanks.
We, of course, hear about cutbacks at newspapers, magazines struggling. NPR has been hurt by a downturn in both real and projected shortfalls in underwriting. Much of that is actually advertising. Set the stage for us. How bad was 2008?
Overall, going into 2008, the expectation for ad spending was that it would be up between 4 and 8%. In reality, it was down 2 to 3%. And that's being compounded in local media, where, for example, local television stations expected to have about a 10% to 12% increase because of the political spending. And instead, it was flat in 2008 and is projected to be down another 10 to 15% this year. So we've really got some serious issues, especially in local media. The automotive industry certainly is having a huge impact on advertising, as well as the financial, real estate. But in television, you've got the reality of TiVo and DVR penetration reducing the amount of actual commercial viewing. So there are a lot of systemic problems in the industry that are compounding the economic realities.
Now, you publish forecasts on your blog, and you're looking at 2009, and it doesn't look very good. You see ad sales down 7%. Now, we talked about 2008. Here's another 7% down, and some areas doing worse than that.
I'm calling it actually an advertising depression. This is the first time since the 1930s that ad spending will be down three consecutive years, 2008, 2009, and we're also projecting a decline in 2010. So we're really seeing serious issues in the ad-supported media sector.
You know, I read a very seriously argued discourse on the fact that the New York Times as a newspaper could possibly cease to exist.
It's hard to believe that the New York Times could cease to exist, but if you look at the reality that they reported a 50% decline in third quarter profit, deeper than expected expense cuts are not keeping pace with their falling revenue, their digital revenues are not replacing, nor will they replace the loss in traditional ad revenues into the foreseeable future. So the newspaper industry as a whole, Noah, over a four-year period between 2007 and the end of 2010, will lose upwards of 40% of total revenues. And in markets like New York, which you'd expect to be somewhat immune from that, they're not at all immune from it. The retail sector, real estate, across the board. And there's no real positive signs for long-term growth.
Well, you do have a positive bright spot here. And let's talk about outdoor advertising, billboards. I say bright because I'm seeing here in Los Angeles these big Jumbotron billboards, which are pretty flashy and I assume cost a bunch of money.
In an industry where good, solid growth has been historically double digits, the outdoor industry is looking at growth of 1% to 3%. So that's good news for the industry, but they're dependent on things like these huge Jumbotrons along the highways, the spectaculars, incorporating video into billboards. And plus, you're seeing out-of-home video advertising almost anywhere. You go into retail stores, you see screens popping up. You go into Starbucks, they're up behind the counters. So billboards are increasing their amount of inventory, but again, across all media, the actual prices that they're able to charge advertisers are coming down because supply is growing.
You remember Blade Runner, which I guess is 20 years now? I just saw the restoration of that.
Classic.
And it's full of outdoor advertising, as I remember. It's just all over the place.
Well, it's interesting. When you see a lot of the sci-fi movies that project it out into the future, advertising is such an important part of the landscape. There are scenarios into the long-term future when everything is advertising because it's the only way to support the media.
Hey, Jack, everything is advertising.
In some ways.
Including your website, which is jackmyers.com.
Thank you for the plug.
Thank you for talking with us. Bye-bye.
It's my pleasure.